What are you ignoring? Maybe you're avoiding, neglecting, procrastinating. There are all sorts of ways to say it, but all it comes down to is inactivity. We choose to not do or deal with something or someone. We put our head in the sand. We stop moving forward. Out of sight, out of mind, right? No, you can't breathe if you put your head in the sand. That's why it's actually a myth that the ostrich does it. The ostrich is a big, powerful bird. It doesn't ignore anything. It might run from it at 30 miles per hour, but it's not known to hide or avoid facing what it needs to face. What happens when we ignore things? If you ignore a cut, it gets infected. If you ignore the speed limit, you very likely will get a ticket. If you ignore a broken relationship, it will never mend. If you ignore that light bill, you will soon be without lights. If you ignore God's voice, you will drift further and further away from the truth and His will for your life. There are actions that result from our inaction. I need to hear that again. There are actions that result from my inaction. Here we are about to wrap up January, and are we already ignoring and avoiding the goals we set on New Year's Day? Our intentions are good. Our desires are for good results. We can see where we want to be, but the follow-through is lacking. We ignore what we set out to do. As a result, what we set out to do doesn't happen. No one else is to blame for what I choose to ignore. My inaction is a choice. A dear friend of mine told me once, "Lori, stop saying what you should do. That covers you in shame and speaks from a place of avoidance. Instead, say, I choose to do or not do things." Try it. It changes the tone and helped me own my action or my inaction. I believe the Holy Spirit, if we will listen, is trying to get our attention, but we're too distracted. We may know clearly what we need to do, but we ignore it, doubt we are able to do it, or we talk ourselves out of it because we're afraid. That's what God's people did after they were led out of Egypt. God had a plan and made it very clear for them, but they were afraid and chose to ignore God's voice and not move into all He had for them. As a result of their disobedience and lack of action, a generation missed out on God's promises. 40 years later, it was time to move. Deuteronomy 1, 6 through 8. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, "You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore He would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them." It was time to break camp and go. Move and go in and take possession of all the Lord has prepared and promised for you. You've stayed long enough at this mountain. God speaks, and not only did they listen, they took action. And God blessed His people, and they saw His promises fulfilled. God made it clear then, and He makes it clear today, if we will simply listen. Don't stay camped out in a season God is ready for you to move out of. Look around. Choose to take action in the areas God is bringing to your mind right now. Seek His word, His truth, His will, and be a doer of it. There is life and blessing waiting for you when you do. That's the truth. Don't be led in life by your inaction. Listen to God's voice and move in to all He has in store. I'm Lori Klein.